going back to Forkfist with Intoxicate. I'm Intoxicate Kate Slunts, your host, serving up info to tantalize those taste buds every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com. Now, if you're looking to book your next night out, make sure to keep it locked right here, or for a personal recommendation, you can hit me up on Facebook or Instagram at Intoxicate Foodie. Of course, that's Intoxicate with a K.
I have some very exciting news to share with you. Stu Leonard's, which I love to call the Disneyland of dairy stores, so much fun to shop there, recently announced that it's offering this same-day grocery delivery service called Stu's Fresh Delivery, powered by Instacart. And I have on the line with me Jake Tavello, who's the store director of Stu Leonard's in Danbury, but he's also a third generation of the Leonard family. So we have to talk to him about this new delivery service. Jake, how are you?
Good. Thank you for having me. Excited to talk about this.
I am very excited to talk about this. And I first want to kind of chat with you about why offering a delivery service was important to kind of the Stu Leonard's model.
Well, I'm part of the third generation Leonard family, and my great-grandfather started delivering milk about 100 years ago. And then about in 1969, 50 years later, my grandfather opened the first store in Norwalk, Connecticut. And he loved that he could be able to greet and interact with his customers in the store. And he always said he never wanted to go back to delivery again. But the consumer and the industry has changed now in 2017. And we know customers, are really valuing convenience. So we wanted to get back and start our own, go back to our roots and start a delivery service again. And so far, we've had great feedback from customers.
And before we kind of dive more into this delivery service and using Instacart, which I'm so excited about, first of all, I want to talk to you a little bit about being a member of the Leonard family. How many family members do you still have working at Stu's?
Well, in the second generation, which is my parents' generation, there's four siblings. Stu Jr., is running the company, and then my mom and my aunt and my uncle are all involved. And then in my generation, we're kind of all the millennials in our 20s and early 30s. There's 13 of us. And, we've all grown up in the business and worked in the different departments, roasting coffee and cutting swordfish and really learning the business and growing a passion from it from the ground up. And so we're all just now starting to get involved. And I think that's part of what's made Stu Leonard's great is that we've had this family culture and now we just opened our sixth store in East Meadow, and we're continuing to grow, but we still have that great family business culture to it.
I love that, and it really does feel like a family business when you're in there. And, growing up in that family, was there always like, yeah, this is 100% what you're doing, or were you able to kind of branch out and do other things?
Yeah, my family's been great about that. There's never been any pressure, and obviously working in this business takes a lot of commitment, but we've always pushed us to go after what we're passionate about. But they did put a little, policy in place that if you wanted to come back and work in the business, you had to, A, first go work somewhere else for 3 years, and B, go get your MBA, because they really wanted people coming back that were going to add value and not just handed a job because you're part of the family. So the people that have come back into the business are people who love it, who have grown up and want to see it, continue on to the next generation after that.
And what is it about Stu Leonard's that you love so much? What keeps you there?
Well, I love that, as a small company, we can still we have that entrepreneurial spirit, and we can be, coming up with new ideas and quickly putting stuff out. I mean, just, for different holidays, we have, new stuff we're trying all the time with show and sell. And just this last weekend, we had a great deal on swordfish, and we had a 200-pound swordfish we were cutting in the aisle. So I love being able to do that and being able to be in the store every day and greeting our customers. But I think it's that entrepreneurial spirit that I really love. I think probably carried on from generation to generation in the Leonard family.
Well, I have to say, again, it's such an exciting place to actually go grocery shopping because it's so interactive, and there are so many things that you guys are doing that are neat and cool and inventive. And, I think this whole Instacart delivery service is going to be one of them. Why was this something or why did Instacart kind of be the best partner for Stu Leonard's to kind of collaborate with? Did you look into other partnerships with delivery services, or was it just, you know, you saw Instacart and you knew it would be a good collaboration?
Yeah, you know, we've partnered with, you know, just here in Danbury, we've partnered with some local delivery things for prepared meals and hot meals. But Instacart is such a national business, and they, you know, they've perfected the delivery process, and they really share our passion for customer service and, you know, obviously having quality delivers. So as we explore, they really were the best partner, and, you know, something we just wanted to see how our customers would react to this, to, you know, delivering and having your Stu's favorites right to your door. And so far we've had great feedback, and it's been a great partnership with Instacart so far.
And who can order? Is it, you know, kind of, is there a certain radius around the stores? Do you have like a, you know, like a delivery radius?
Yeah, it's, you know what, they really, they do it by zip code, but it's generally about a 20 to 25 minute radius around each of the stores. And we have a list of zip codes and maps on StuLeonard's.com, or when you go to shop.StuLeonard's.com or the Instacart site to start, they ask you to put your zip code in, and they'll see it. It'll tell you right away if you're in the radius. And, you know, we're continuing to grow that radius as we're, you know, Instacart's hiring and training more drivers. But for right now, it started small with about a 20 or 25 minute radius around the store.
That's pretty amazing. That's a pretty big radius for, you know, to start off with.
Yeah, you know, with the Instacart, it's another great thing about them is they're focused on the on-demand delivery. So you could get, you know, you could sign in today and have your groceries delivered in as little as an hour. And, you know, most programs, you'd have to book it for a couple days in advance. So the goal of starting small is to really be able to do those on-demand deliveries. And as we grow, we'll be able to expand that. But I think that's a really cool feature of what attracts us to Instacart as well.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm, you know, logging into Instacart. I'm putting in my zip code. You know, I'm in the radius. What can I order? Is there anything that you guys have off limits, or is it all fair game?
It's, you know, it's probably 95% of the items in the store. You know, the two things we can't do is just the buffet. It just gets a little complicated with the menus that change every day, and a couple of the seasonal items. But all of our staple bestseller, from rice cakes to mozzarella to rotisserie chicken, they're all beyond there. And you can log right on. It's a very easy virtual storefront, and you could click through departments, add it to your cart, and then you just pick your delivery time, and you can start from as little as an hour, and you could book it up to a week ahead of time. So it's a very easy process once you go through it a couple times.
And, you know, I am notorious for kind of going through you know, the Stu Leonard's flyer to find out all my promotions and to see what's on sale, and that kind of dictates what I'm going to be eating for the rest of the week. Are all those kind of promotions available through Instacart as well?
Yes, all the sale items are on there, and, you know, all the holiday favorites will be on there. There is a slight price increase just for being able to deliver and partner with Instacart, but all the sale items will be represented on there at the sale price. And you can find all those. There's a special aisle just for those sale items. So for all those, you know, this week we've got the lobster tails and the boneless chicken. They'll all be right on there on the website.
And, you know, coupon clipper over here. Can I use coupons on Instacart?
You know, Stu Leonard's doesn't normally have coupons, but Instacart has their own that they clip to the items that, you know, that they're promoting at the time. So it's, you'll see them right on there attached to the items.
That's amazing. And so, you know, once I've placed my order, who is in the store actually putting my order together?
You know, what's cool about Instacart is they're the whole process. So they take the order and they dispatch a shopper who, you know, they've spent time in the store and they've really learned where all the items are, and they've been trained how to pick out the best produce and pick out the freshest meat. And they come in, they, you know, they have your whole order on their iPhone, and they shop the store. And what's really cool, it's really a dialogue with the customer too, because, you know, occasionally they'll come in for a bit and then it might be sold out, and they can on the spot interact with you and, you know, say, I'd like to substitute this item for guacamole, and you can agree, and then the whole process is done. They check out and they bring it and deliver it right to your door.
Oh, wow. That is so cool. And you know, I think you mentioned this before, but, you know, if I'm ordering today, how quickly can the order actually arrive at my front door?
Well, you can book it as in as little as an hour. Most people book it for that same day. You know, you could be coming home from a trip or a day at work and realize you need some groceries, and you could book it for that day. You could get it up to 6 days in the future. And a cool feature that people don't realize is that it doesn't have to come to your house. You can deliver it to anywhere that's in the coverage radius. You could get it delivered to your office. You could get it to your kids' Little League games. So as long as it's in that coverage area, you can get it delivered wherever you'd like.
This is so perfect, you know, because I'm thinking right now of all of my friends that are home with the flu and how I would love to swing by with some groceries for them, but I don't want to get it. I might have to put in the special instructions to the Instacart delivery person, like, person has the flu. drop on the porch and ring the bell.
Yep. That'd be perfect. Yeah. And even this time of year, we're seeing a big rise in orders right around snowstorms. You know, we haven't had any major ones yet, but even the day of a snowstorm, they'll still deliver to your house, which is a really cool feature for people that don't want to go out in the snow. And another cool trend we saw the other day in the Yonkers stores, the shopper came in. He was showing me his list of items, and he had 8 of those heavy 24 packs of water. And I felt kind of bad for him because it was so much water he couldn't fit in a normal cart. He had to get one of those green flatbed carts from the garden center you normally put plants and trees on. But he was even saying on his way out he had to deliver to a second floor apartment. But one of the things we didn't realize when we started, because we were thinking, you know, it'd be mostly prepared foods and dinner options, but people are really seeing value in getting those heavy items delivered so they don't have to lug it through the store. Mm. You could have an Instacart shopper, you know, Duraflame or 5-pound bags of potatoes deliver that right to your door.
Oh, so interesting. And I love to see, I mean, it must be so interesting for you to see how people shop.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's sometimes we get some orders where it's just, you know, a couple things and you could, you know, see they're probably just forgot a couple of things for dinner. And some customers, we had one last week in Farmingdale that ordered 60 pounds of meat.
Oh, wow.
In one order. And I don't know if they were, what kind of party they were having, but we were trying to figure out where it is so we could go. But you know, we've had all sizes of orders and all sorts of stuff. But the cool thing is for customers that love our store and love the fresh products, you know, that we have, you can have all those great things delivered right to your door.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a cool thing for people that sometimes might not have the time to drive to the store.
Well, I think it's really fabulous, too, because we're in this whole kind of cultural landscape where we've got our heads down, we're working, you know, 50, 60 hours per week. You know, a lot of us have, you know, family obligations to manage after work. But, you know, I'm thinking almost about those people who really love super, super, super fresh meat and produce, which, you know, obviously you guys are very well known for. And, you know, and I think about how much food waste we have. And I think we get so much stuff at the store because we're only able to go maybe, you know, once a week or once every 2 weeks. So for something like this, the just convenience of it, I feel like would also cut down on the food waste because, you know, you could order a couple of times a week and really, you know, manage your meals and really meal prep.
Yeah, that's a great point. It gives everyone a different option. You know, instead of feeling you have to go and load up on all the sale items, you can kind of space it out for when you need it and always have fresh stuff in the store. And, you know, we've always built the business on having, you know, the customer experience as the center of, you know, having the animatronics and the demos around the store. But we've realized that customers are looking for convenience, and so we wanted to add this option so there's another channel for them to get stuff delivered right to their door.
Well, Jake, thank you so much for coming on the show. I know, you know, Stu Leonard's is just always at the top of innovation and really making everything super convenient for their customers. I know that you have a kind of a special offer to offer the listeners, right?
Yes. You know, right now we just started it February 1st, and it's going to run through May 1st, 2018. But for anyone that uses the promo code STUSKATE, one word, at checkout, you're going to get $15 off an order of $35 or more on your first order. And I think that's going to be a really great way to try it, you know, see how you like it, and hopefully you're hooked, and it'll be another way you can get all your favorite stuff from Stew Leonard's.
Jake, thank you so much. Can you give us the website that would, you know, send us right to Stew's, which I'm sure has the link to Instacart?
Yes, that's shop.stewleonards.com.
Thank you so much.
And it'll take you right there.
Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, we have to take a quick break. You're listening to Fork This with Intoxicate. Keep it locked right here at 1490 WGCH.